Well, back with us on this Saturday morning is Angie Metcalf as we continue to have our answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And Angie, I know you're picking a rather unusual subject for some of us, and that is how to choose a moss product. And my first and obvious question is, before we start, what is a moss product?
Well, a moss is an abbreviation for a monooligosaccharide, so that's a big word.
I'm glad you had to say it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a product derived from a yeast cell wall, not the yeast itself. So Saccharomyces cerevisiae, if anybody knows, are baker's yeast.
Oh, sure.
It's usually what's used for that.
So why would a dairy really want to start using a moss product?
Well, so they work really well in situations where animals are under stress. Bacteria challenge on the farm, things like that. So we have that. Mosses bind with the bacteria so it doesn't attach to the wall of the calf's gut. So instead of treating the calf after the bacteria has attached and started proliferating, we want to prevent it from getting a foothold altogether so it has that binding property.
So are there many of these products out there for calves?
Well, there's enough to make it confusing. The ones I see most in my territory are Safmanin, Salmonax, Biomoss, and Citrus Stem. Most often, producers are going to use the one that their feed supplier probably has.
Well, if you don't mind, could you give us kind of a quick summary on what you've seen about each of these products?
Well, sure. I'm not real comfortable with Citrus Stem yet. It hasn't been out very long, and I haven't seen much for trial data research, so that one's kind of new. Salmonax seems to work okay, but seen some farms with some intake issues. Seems to be some palatability issues on that one. Biomoss has been around for a long time. I'm just not comfortable. They haven't really improved their product, I guess, since it came out. I think it's kind of just an average moss, but if it's working, that's fine. I think I'm probably most comfortable with Safmanin, which is a specific strain of that yeast and has a beta-glucan. So you bind with the bacteria, and it also supports the immune system. So doing some trials on farms, and that's one I guess I'm the most comfortable with today.
And if you're wondering, we'll talk next week about beta-glucans and specifically what they are and what they do. But before we wrap up here, do you have any tips for the day?
Well, you know, and I usually don't talk products and comparing moss products. I've seen enough difference that I thought, you know, it'd be a good idea to pass it on. As with any product for your farm, do the research before you buy, I guess, is my biggest tip.
That is an excellent tip as well. Again, good tip to you. If you have any other questions for Angie, just reach her at Heartland Cooperative at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they always can go to the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and there's tips and articles on there, along with some background information on some of the shows that we do.
And that is Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here on 101.9 WDEZ.